If you're looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down, this probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Excitable boy, they all said. And it fit the assurance, leg in the dark.
Oh, he's excitable, all right. And by the way, National Coffee Day is September 29th. All right, National Coffee Day. If you didn't know, September 29th, I'm at Higher Grounds Coffee Roasters at the Village Commons in Traverse City today. Live, beautiful. And doors are going to be thrown open here at 7 o'clock. If you want to stop by and have a cup of coffee with us, that'd be great. But first, I'm going to go to my good colleague and friend, Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, good Friday to you.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
You know, I hear a lot about how Russia is of concern, certainly to the left these days, about collusion and things of this nature that they continue to push. But I have said, probably for 30 years, and you may or may not agree, but I've always considered China to be the biggest challenge, not necessarily a threat, but the biggest challenge we face. But in recent years, you see China building islands in the South Pacific, building them out of the ocean and a lot of other things, flexing their muscle, if you will. And Chinese power continues to grow, and you find it concerning as well.
Well, I do. And in fact, if you look at the type of weaponry China is building, it's not defensive weaponry, it's offensive weaponry. And the same can be said, by the way, to some extent for Russia. But in China's case, they match a dynamic economy and the ability to spend a vast amount of money on their military with a determination to become not just a superpower, Steve, but the superpower. China has always considered itself the center of the universe. And now it is acting out on that impulse. If you look at what they've done, and you mentioned the South China Sea, but even beyond that, they are building bases in places as far away as Africa. They're getting a base in Pakistan.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that.
By the way, that Chinese civilian companies operate on both sides of the Panama Canal.
Well, this is an interesting thing you should point that out. Because in my travels over the years, I've been to places like Namibia, and for anybody knows, that's on the west coast of Africa, just north of South Africa. Namibia, I've been there. The Chinese are all over that country. It's a country the size of Texas and only has 2 million people, except there's a great influx of Chinese immigrants there. Costa Rica, same thing. You wouldn't think about Costa Rica and Central America. Big influx of Chinese immigrants to Costa Rica. And they go into these places and they do it quietly. They don't do it like the immigration coming into the Middle East or from the Middle East into Europe, for example. They do it kind of quietly. They set up shop. They go to work and they populate the areas. And by doing so, they become power brokers there.
They do, and you see that throughout the South Pacific as well as other parts of the world. There are folks in Australia, for example, who are deeply concerned about the increased role of China. If you look in the Philippines, you see the same thing. And by the way, isn't it amazing that during the Obama administration, when the Chinese Navy invaded the exclusive economic zone of the Philippines, President Obama didn't even launch a diplomatic protest. You wonder why so many nations, particularly in the Pacific, are afraid to say anything about China, anything offensive about China, and then you realize they feel abandoned by the United States.
Well, here's what they're looking at. Frank, if I may be so bold, they're wondering if China might end up being their friend and their protector, because they're not getting the support that they need from the United States, so they wonder if China's going to be the one that's on their team. So therefore, don't trash talk the guy that could be your teammate.
Yeah, although I would hesitate to use the word teammate. It would be more like an invader.
You understand
my
point.
Clearly, things have changed with the Trump administration. It's a lot more invested in the defense of the nation and its allies. So I think that'll start to improve. But a lot of damage has been done, and we're talking particularly about the power of the Chinese Navy. For over 8 years, the United States failed to invest in its own armed forces, while China and Russia moved rapidly ahead. China's Navy is now larger than ours. It's more modern than ours. And, you know, we're entering some pretty dangerous territory here.
So as you look at this, and the one other thing that you didn't mention there, I don't think, is recently, you know, that the Trump administration came out and said we need a new division for the military, a sixth independent division, the Space Force. And, of course, that was met with a lot of laughs and this and that. And yet we had a former astronaut on this program here last week who said, listen, you know, I was in charge of the space station. I know that we had to avoid debris that was from China experimenting with weapons in space and leaving these debris fields behind after they blew this up or blew that up. So China's already out in space using weapons to a different degree or another and trying to figure out what will work. So they're on every front, aren't they?
They certainly are. Traditionally, of course, the high ground has always been the way to win a battle. China blew up one of its own satellites just to see whether they could. The United States, more than any other nation, is dependent on space for its national security. In the opening phases of a conflict with China, should they choose to do so, the United States military could become deaf, dumb, and blind. The concept of defending our forces in orbit is absolutely essential. The ridicule that has been met with the media is absolutely unforgivable.
I agree with that. We're with Frank Vernuccio here, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. All right, so you see some pushback, and you know that the president, Trump, has a relationship with President Xi of China. Is that for show on the Chinese side? Is that real? Is it genuine? You know that they were having chocolate cake when he talked about launching an attack into Syria, for example. So what do you make of that relationship between these two world leaders?
I think it's the modus operandi of Donald Trump personally. He believes, and he's correct, that you can't negotiate with someone if you're at the same time punching them in the nose. The president has used that tactic both with President Xi of China as well as with Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He's willing to sit down and talk with just about anybody, but I think what distinguishes the Trump administration's policy of negotiations is that they don't give away the store before the negotiations even begin. There's nothing wrong with sitting down with anyone to talk,
sure,
but you don't give anything away until you get something even more valuable in return.
Well, Frank, I don't think my brothers knew that scenario when I was growing up because they thought they could punch me in the nose and negotiate at the same time, which is weird because I'm hearing it now and it makes so perfect sense when you say it. I don't think they understood that dynamic. Where do we go from here with the Chinese?
Well, we have to engage in not hope but realism. The fact of the matter is the Chinese respect strength. We need to continue to strengthen our armed forces to make up for that horrible lost 8 years under the Obama administration. And we have to also not engage in unilateral disarmament when it comes to trade. For decade after decade, we totally ignored the fact that the Chinese were simply not playing fair with us when it came to trade at all. The Chinese military strength, and let's be blunt, the American military strength, is based on how good our economy is and how good the Chinese economy is. We need to continue to push for trade fairness with China, and we need to continue to sink money into our armed forces, particularly to make up for the 8 lost years under the Obama administration.
8 lost years. Well, they're doing a fine job in trying to catch up now, it seems, and a lot of work going into the military, as you know, and a lot of money as well. Some debate over how much money is being put in on both sides, but it is on its way in, and that's the way it is. Frank, I greatly appreciate the input, as always. Have a good Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Steve, to you and your listeners, have a wonderful Labor Day.
Thank you. Frank Vernuccio. Vernuccio is the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, regular contributor here on the program. As I mentioned, I'm coming to you live today from the Village Commons, Traverse City, Michigan, from Higher Grounds Coffee Roasters, Traverse City-based, exceptional coffee from a world of good friends. We're going to talk to the founder of this company and all the things that he's doing to give back to the regions where the coffee comes from. It's a great Michigan story you don't want to miss right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris McLatcher. You know the guy Steve Gruber's been talking about? I fight the IRS in the state of Michigan for a living, and I've been around since 1991, over 25 years. Our firm is called Fresh Start Tax Solutions, and we are right here in Michigan. Just type in your area code tax.com. In Lansing, that would be 517tax.com. If you're a Uper, that would be 906tax.com. You'll be directed to our website where you can instantly be connected by phone or email. At Fresh Start Tax Solutions, we can get the IRS and the state of Michigan off your back today.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my!
Guy, look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 3-